You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Take your Bibles tonight, James chapter 1, please. It's a great crowd in God's house, and I thank God for you. It's out here Sunday morning, Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night. We'll let the ushers and the men go and the orchestra. Thank you, orchestra, for being in your spot every service, and I appreciate you so much. Let's stand together, please. James chapter 1. James 1, and we're going to begin in verse 26 and read 26 and 27 together. James 1, 26 and 27. Let's stay together. Let's pause at the periods and the semicolons and the periods. Ready, begin. If any man among you seem to be religious, our Father, I want to thank you for another Sunday, beginning another month, a month of October. Thank you for the many visitors that were here this morning. I want to praise you for those that walked the aisle and trusted you as Savior in this auditorium, all the auditoriums. I thank you for the work of the East Palo Alto Chapel, the ministry there, and young people were out soul winning yesterday, winning people of Christ. Thank you for the bus ministry today, the Sunday school teachers, the choir, the specials. It's been a wonderful day. Thank you that we're able to feed so many people, all the visitors today, all the B and C ministry. Thank you for the Spanish ministry. God, we pray your blessing on the service over there tonight and the service here. We love you. Please open our eyes to the scripture. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. If you open our refrigerator, I think we even have a bottle of it right now. It's called pure tea. I don't know what it means, but it's just pure tea. And God's word declares that there are certain things that are pure. Young ladies that are in elementary and junior high and high school, I want to marry you. I'm looking forward to that day. But I pray that you'll marry purity, clean, right on the inside, right on the outside. You young college girls, God bless you. I pray that you'd marry pure, and you young men the same, and that you keep your marriage pure all through life. We ought to pray for one another. The word purity is a very important word. It means to be cleansed. It means to be free from any defilement. It means to be clean. The word means free from corruption. That's what purity is. God's word says pure religion, and I'm speaking on that subject tonight. Pure religion. I want to have a pure religion. I want you to have a pure religion, one without defilement, one that's cleansed, one that has no stain, nothing in it that would be full of corruption, but pure religion. Amen. I believe today God was pleased with the North Valley Baptist Church. You served God out of a pure heart. You drove buses with a pure heart. You worked on bus routes with a pure heart. You sang in the choir and the orchestra you played. And you served in the live stream. You served in the nursery. You served in the Sunday school with a pure heart. That brings honor to God. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this. God says, I want you to have pure religion. In fact, verse 26, if any man among you seem to be religious. Now, all of us can play the part, can we not? I'm afraid there's probably been many days in my life I've played the part. I hope not. I don't want to play the part. But I'm certain there have been days in my life that I think sometimes you see me as this flawless person. Maybe you don't, but I think many of you do. And yet I'm so far from flawless. I'm so far away from what God wants me to be. God saved me from corruption. And it wants me to live clean before him. That's what pure religion is. It says, if any man seem to be religious, bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart. Read this last phrase. Ready? Begin. This man's religion, it's vain. I want you to see tonight that pure religion begins with our words. God says, if you bridle not your tongue. Little people talk about men. Big people talk about God. Big people talk about ideas. Big people talk about purpose. I wouldn't give you a plug nickel for a man that's on the internet spreading garbage. He's not a man, first of all. And I wouldn't give you a plug nickel for a woman that's spreading garbage online. God's word says that's not pure religion. Pure religion guards our words. Look what he says in chapter number 1, verse number 19. Chapter 1, verse 19. Let's read it together. Ready? Begin. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, this week as you leave out, I want you, as you leave out in just a few moments, I want you to be slow to speak. I want you to be slow to speak about that which bothers you. I want you to be slow to speak about a relative that bothers you. I want you to be slow to speak about sin or corruption or things that are wrong. I want you to be very slow to speak, but quick to hear. And God's word says it. Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to chapter 3, verse number 1. Let's read verse 1 and 2 together. James 3, 1 and 2. Ready? Begin. My brethren,
be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater
condemnation. For in many things we have offended God. If any man offend not in word, the same is perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Let's read verse 3 and 4. Ready? Begin. Behold, we put bits. Even so, the tongue is a little member, boasteth great things. Behold, great a matter, a little fire kindleth, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. Verse 8, truly the tongue can no man tame. It's an unruly, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father. Therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of man. Verse 10, let's read it together. Ready, begin. Out of the same mouth. How's your tongue tonight? You know, I'm thinking about you dads and your family Bible time, depending on how old your children are. Perhaps this month, that today is the fifth day of the month, so you've already missed Proverbs 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But perhaps this month you could look at the word heart all through the Proverbs and have your children circle in their Bibles the word heart. Everything we do ought to do with heart. Next month is where I'm going. I think you ought to take everything that deals with words. Words, speech, lips, tongue, the things you say in life, everything. I think it's over 200 times in the book of Proverbs, you'll find your speech. Here's a dad, a wise father, Solomon, the wisest man alive at that time. And he said, son, you're gonna have to guard your tongue. You're gonna have to guard the things you say. Child of God, tonight, whether you put it in print and you put it on the internet, or whether you speak out of your tongue, you ought to be careful what you say. If you don't have any reason to spread information, if there's no reason, if you're not part of the solution, you're not part of the problem, it has nothing to do with your life, then don't spread it. Keep your mouth quiet. And take your child and say, kids, whatever grade they're in, I want you to circle and underline in yellow all this month. Here's your yellow marker. And give them a marker and say, underline every time you see the word lip, lips, tongue, speech, words. Every time you find it, you'll find there's over 200 times mentioned. God says, I want you to watch your mouth. I want you to watch your words. Your words can hurt. Your words can help. Your words can tear down or it can build up. I would like my life to be a person that builds everybody up.
Amen.
I love these little children coming by. And I try to say a word different to everyone, because they're all so very special. They all look so beautiful, and they come into God's house with their mom and dad. And it's just wonderful to see how they come by here. I try to talk to every teenager. You know, teenagers have enough on their plate. They don't need a pastor to attack them. I don't want to attack one teenager. Some in this room, these teenagers might be backslidden. Some may not be right with God. I don't think it's my task to sit and say, well, I think it's your task. I don't think it's my task to tear them down and to make them feel unworthy of the grace of God. I think it's my job. Everybody backslides at times.
Amen.
Everybody backslides at times.
Amen.
You get a teenager's backslidden, don't be hammering on them. Get a Bible college kid, in Bible college, preparing for the ministry, and they backslide, or they get a little bit weary in life. You build them up. Your words can say so much, fellas. Your words can help your wife. I think of what your wife goes through for you. Ladies, I think of what your husband goes through for you. I think of what your children and your parents go for one another. Words are so important. Pure religion guards our words. Secondly, pure religion guards our works. Look what the Bible says, pure religion, undefiled. I want an undefiled religion. I want a clean religion. Pure religion is what I want. Before God the Father is this, to visit the fatherless. Brother Swanson, you preached to the bus teens this morning. And those kids were so receptive. Brother Luke said they were like a sponge taking it in. They come up here. Quite frankly, they didn't behave as well, and then they behaved really well. And I see them once in a while on their phones, and workers up there get them off their phones. And I love those kids. To think that they got up this morning without anybody telling them, they got up, got ready, and got on a bus, those teenagers.
Praise the Lord.
We're told that 11 million children are being raised without a father in the home. I guarantee it, not one of those kids have a dad. I guarantee it. I might be wrong, and bus workers, you can correct me. I don't believe one of them have a dad. Do you know our prisons tonight are filled with men? Do you know that 85% of the men that are in prison tonight don't have a father in their life? Brother Kissel, 85%. God designed it that you to have a father and a mother. And I look in this auditorium, the many of you kids that your dad's passed away already, or your mother's passed away, and God bless you. You have a hard lot in life. My wife knows. I don't know anything about it. My wife does. She was young when her mom passed away. And I don't understand how your mom's making it, how your dad's making it. You be very patient with your parents. Your mom's trying her very best to raise you up for God. Your dad's trying his very best to raise you up for God. And I know your dad's passed away or your mom's passed away. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about dads that have left their responsibility. And kids, you have a tendency when that happens to get bitter. I know this because I've had over 50 years pastoring the church. And I watch kids get so bitter that their dad. They grow up and come through the Christian school, and as soon as they can, they get away from here. And then they'll attack our church, or they'll attack. But you know what? They don't mean that. They're fatherless. They're motherless. I think of the many people I meet at the door. I met so many this morning. I'm raising my grandkids. No mother, no dad. Can you imagine, Brother Remus, no mother, no dad in the home? Can you imagine that, Brother Everson? No mother, Brother Fanera, no mother, no dad.
Amen.
Grandma, the one told me that I'm their aunt. I'm raising them. God bless those people. The kids here without a dad, you cannot get bitter at that. You cannot blame your mother. You cannot, don't blame it. Just don't do it. Pray for your dad. 85% of those in jail, in prison, incarcerated tonight are without a father. That tells you something.
Yes.
That tells you something. Families need a mother, a dad, a family.
Yes.
That tells you something. My job is to love those bus kids. You know, Brother Flood, is it 1.6 million now or is it 1.5? 1.5? We picked up 1.5 million boys and girls for Sunday school.
Glory to God.
We pick them up and bring them here, and every Sunday school teacher loves those kids. Every Sunday school teacher. We were at teachers' meeting tonight, the A, B, C division. All those teachers, they love their students. They pray for their students. I wonder what these public school kids and these bus kids, I wonder who's praying for them if you don't pray. They're being raised with perhaps no prayer in their life. Nobody praying for them as they go to these schools. Nobody praying for them as they live their lives. But God's word says pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is just to visit the fatherless. And then he said, widows. Widows. I don't know how many widows we have right now. Rosa, I'm thinking 50, but maybe it's more, maybe it's less, maybe it's less than that. I love having lunch with the widows. We just did a couple weeks ago. Those widow ladies, our church is so strong because of widows.
Praise the Lord.
It's strong because every New Testament church needs widows. They're the ones that are praying. Like Anna, she went to the house of God. She was widowed for 80 years. And she went to the house of God praying for the Son of God, Jesus, to come. And he came. I think of all the days and weeks and nights that she tucked herself into bed at night alone. But she didn't magnify that. She magnified, I have a purpose to live. And my purpose is to pray and to pray for the coming of the Son of God. And she did. Thank God for widows. We have so many in our church. And widowers, God bless you. You're here in the house of God. That's why we have a strong church. You know something about agony and sorrow and loneliness and heartache and disappointment. And yet you're here tonight. That's pure religion to care for those widows. And then notice what else he says. Number three, our works are to keep myself unspotted from the world. Turn with me in your Bibles just over a book or two to 1 Peter, next book, 1 Peter chapter 1, 1 Peter 3, 1, and verse number 13 through 16. Let's read it together. Here's what God says about keeping myself unspotted. Verse 13, 14, 15, and 16. Ready? Begin. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind.
Be sober and close to the end of your grace that has been brought unto you and the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts of your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy.
Pure religion this week is that I'm to be holy. Pure religion this week as we're walking out these doors in just a matter of moments is that you're supposed to be holy. Pure religion before God is that I'm to be clean and unspotted from the world. I can't let this world stick to myself. I've got to keep myself clean. I pray, and when I pray, I'll sing sometimes, and I'll say, Lord, I give you my mind. And I always chuckle. I said, there's not much up there, is there, Lord? And he chuckles back at me too. But I said, there's not much up there, but what I have, I give it to you. Amen. And Lord, today I'm going to give you my eyes. I want to see good things. I don't want to see negative things. I don't want to see wicked things. God, guard my eyes. God, I've got my ears here. I can hear. Guard my ears and I hear good things this day. God, help me. And then God, help my mouth. Help me to say things that are edifying, not tearing down anybody, not hurting anybody. God, here's my hands. And I say normally, take my hands and let them be. And I say, Lord, here's my feet. Take my feet and let them be swift and movable for thee. And then I say, Lord, I give you myself. Take my life. Let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. My life, Lord, is yours to control. I sing often, consecrate me now to thy service, Lord. I sing to God. I want you to know, child of God, God wants Jack Treiber to be holy this week. Amen. And God wants you on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. God wants you to be holy. Yes, sir, teenagers, that doesn't mean that you grow up unholy and then later in life you get married and you decide, okay, I'm going to be holy now. You're working it right now. God's word is so very powerful. Romans 12:2, be not conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable will of God. I'm looking for Christians tonight that this week will say, I'm going to have pure religion.
Amen.
I'm going to have pure religion with my words and with my works. I'm going to spend some time tomorrow in prayer or whatever I could do for the fatherless. I'm going to try to encourage the fatherless. I'm going to try to encourage the widows this week.
Amen.
And I'm going to try to keep myself unspotted from this world. Let's stand together, please. Amen. Our Father, I want to thank you for the great North Valley Baptist Church. This church means the world to me. I want to be part of another church. It's such a great place. Thank you for your great people. They love you. They give so sacrificially. They serve. Just everything they do, it's just amazing. Bless their lives. God, may we have pure religion this week. Undefiled. No taint. No corruption. Pure religion. May we have pure religion with our words. Help us to be very kind with our words, very thoughtful with our words, full of wisdom with our words. And then God, help us with our works, that we would consider the fatherless and the widows and keep ourselves unspotted.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.